90.3 KNBA, keeping you in tune with our community. And we have a, now, frankly, just a very cool event coming to our fair city. And actually, it's more than one event. It's a double or triple event. So I want to first introduce my guest this morning. Don Bittison is assistant curator of the Smithsonian Arctic Study Centers. Good morning, Don.
Thank you.
And we have Monica Shaw. Monica is the director of collections at the Anchorage Museum.
Good morning.
And anybody who's eaten good food around town knows Rob Kinnean. Good morning, Rob.
Hello.
Okay, so first off, the project that we're going to be talking about, Urban Interventions Skate Art. Don, you're the project manager. Just give us kind of an overview of what the event's all about.
Yeah, thank you. Skate Art is a joint program of the Smithsonian Arctic Study Center and Anchorage Museum. And it's a way for us to reach out to Anchorage teenagers and to bring them into the museum by providing a program for creative, healthy expression and athletic expression by joining a class to make their own skateboard and to join a skate jam. And in addition to that, on Friday, we're having a really great guy, Jim Murphy. He's Lenape Lanai out of New York City, and he's a skateboarder, an artist. He's co-founder of the Stronghold Society that works nationally with Native and non-Native kids, also to help support healthy, successful lives through skateboarding, arts, and leadership programs. He's coming in to give a talk and a video presentation on Friday evening at the museum. Saturday, we're having a class with students from different community partnerships that we have, and then Sunday, we're having a skate jam. And that's
going to be a busy weekend.
It is a busy weekend, and we're really excited because we've had a chance to work with a lot of people and a lot of people in the community, and we're hoping a lot of people from the community come out to the skate jam at the Spinard Rec Center on Sunday from 3 to 5. There'll be Cheyenne Beattie as the MC and DJ, and we're going to have prizes and skateboard demos, and spectators are welcome. People that know nothing about skateboarding are very welcome. And we hope to see a lot of people from the community there.
Okay, fabulous. Now, Rob, we decided that your title is going to be a project consultant. You were, I guess, sort of instrumental in the conceptualization of this event. Talk about how that came together.
About 6 years ago, I did a catering film release in Washington, D.C. at National Museum of American Indian. And I got a little chance to walk around, and I had seen the exhibit, Skateboard Nation, which was kind of featuring a lot of the work that he had done. Later on, I had seen a documentary called Skateboard Nation, and it just sort of talked about the impact that him and his partners are having on Native American youth and kind of how they're capturing them and creating discipline and identity and just kind of being role models in a proactive way in areas, you know, around reservations around the country. And it really spoke to me and kind of helped me also kind of parallel what I do in a kitchen. I've never been on a skateboard. I have no business being on one. I'm 41 years old. But
oh, my heart bleeds for you.
But, you know, so point being is just, in, you know, for me, the discipline of a kitchen kind of helped me mold into who I am. And I kind of used that parallel and thought process, and it was just a neat connection. And it's actually inspired me to kind of, in the past 6-7 years, really focus on indigenous foods and creating kind of a positive identity with traditional foods and, you know, in an Alaskan sense. So I emailed him just kind of cold and said, this is the inspiration and impact you've had on me, and I don't know when or why, but we're going to, I feel like we should do something in the future. And then luckily I know Dawn, and she listens to my cockamamie ideas. So here we are.
Yay. Well, how about the component of weaving the whole theme into Alaska Native culture? Doesn't sound like too tough a transition.
No, absolutely not. I think, if you start looking at American Native artwork and the work that Jim has done and kind of how you can parallel that with Alaska Native artwork, I think that's amazing. And that, again, that transcends boundaries to me, whether it be different art mediums or disciplines of work. You know, so that's very inspiring, I think.
It's 8:53, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a big event, Skate Art, that's coming up this weekend, Skate Art and the Skate Jam. Our guests are Don Bittison, Monica Shaw, and Rob Kinnean. And Monica, let's talk about the museums dipping their toe into the water. What's the involvement there?
Well, Don and I have been talking a lot about trying to broaden our reach of access to the collections and connecting the community to the objects and art that we store in the public trust. And when she and Rob came up, you know, were talking about this idea, it seemed to fit perfectly with our museum's concept of Polar Lab, which is this new series. Our Polar Lab is a bigger project and a bigger vision, and urban interventions is sort of where we're heading towards that, and we're trying to target teenagers and youth and have them, you know, empower youth through creative and healthy expression. And so the collections are a great way to do that. We have a long history in this state, in Alaska Native art, and of healthy choices. You look at graphic design and the objects, you look at objects that show incredible athletic prowess, and I think that kids who may not see these collections back in our storerooms would be inspired by them. And so we're hoping that this might is the first event, and we're hoping that this will be a successful event in the future.
The public lecture and film screening actually happens in the museum, right?
It does. It's in the auditorium. It's at 7 p.m. on Friday, and it's open to the public and free. You just have to come to our 7th Avenue entrance, and we will have Jim Murphy speaking, who Don introduced earlier, and then there'll be some videos that we'll be screening as well, and he'll be sharing. And we're hoping that some of the teenagers who will be participating in the deck art class, which is personalizing skateboards on Saturday, will come as well. And the partners that we're working with on Saturday are Cook Inlet Tribal Council, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Covenant House, the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association. Teenagers that work with them are all coming and bringing kids to Saturday's deck art class.
Okay. Now I have to ask. I see music and prizes, and that's kind of the kicker for me here. Now the actual skate jam is going to be at the Spinard Rec Center.
That's correct.
Okay. So talk about music and prizes.
Well, Cheyenne will be our musical expert, and she'll be selecting music, and there's going to be demos of tricks. Another partner of ours in the community has been Will Ingram and Tim Blevins of AK Boardroom, and I believe that Will will be joining us and showing some of the kids some tricks to do, as well as Jim Murphy and hopefully some other people from the community. And they'll also be talking about safety and maintenance of skateboards and how to progress as a skateboarder to learn how to become a better skateboarder. And one of the prizes is for a highest ollie competition. I have no idea what that is, but Jim does.
Probably going to find out.
We're going to find out. And also best trick of the day. And, yeah, so.
Obviously, there's going to be a bunch of prizes probably for the artwork, I would think.
There's going to be a surprise prize, and I'm not going to spill the beans about that one because Jim Murphy has a special idea about who to give a prize to in addition to the other ones that I've mentioned. And, yeah, and I think the weather's going to hold out. And
it's looking good, yeah.
I'm hoping for that. And the Spinard Community Recreation Center really has a great outdoor skate park that's open to the public, free of charge to use. And I definitely recommend people checking that out.
And I guess as we wrap up here, the one last thing that I would ask is maybe for a little speculation. When we look forward to, because this is a new thing, this is novel. What do we expect for outcomes? Looking towards the future, or for our youth, or what I guess I should say, ideally, what are we hoping for from outcomes from this event?
Well, one of my hopes is that teenagers in the Anchorage community really feel like the museum is their place, and that they can come to the museum and find things that are of interest to them. And it might be in unexpected ways, but I think that they'll find things that inspire them, anywhere from graphic designs like in this focused on for the skateboard program, but in a lot of other ways. The museum really offers a lot of diverse things for kids to really find an interest in.
And I have to imagine that that pretty much anybody is welcome.
Yeah, and I have to say I've spent the last couple of weeks handing out invites to complete strangers on skateboards, and they are the nicest people I've met. So we're really hoping that a lot of people that I met come out and a lot of other people come out to check out what we're doing.
Okay, and I'm assuming that all of the information can be found probably at anchoragemuseum.org?
That's correct.
All right, great. Okay, we'll look forward to it. It's Skate Art and the Skate Jam coming up this weekend, a collaboration of Anchorage Museum and Smithsonian Arctic Studies Center. And Don, Monica, and Rob, thank you so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you.
And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback@kmba.org. The fax is 793-3536, or stop on by, say hi. We're located in the Natuch Nonprofit Center at 3600 San Geronimo Drive. National Native News, Native America Calling, coming up next till tomorrow. Have a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
The Alaska State Fair and KNBA present Portugal the Man, Wednesday, September 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Kendall Toyota Borealis Theater.
What's up, Alaska? It's your boys, Portugal the Man. We're coming home.
Come to the Valley for a night of Alaskan homegrown music. Portugal the Man, another AT&T Concert Series event at the Alaska State Fair. Ticket information at alaskastatefair.org. KMBA programming, supported by Melissa Faust, a member of the Northern Lights Circle, major players in securing the future of